Hello, good evening. It's 11:45 at night on the 1st of June 2014, and I want to read you a poem. And it's I'm sitting a very short distance away from the Atlantic Ocean. I'm in a little seaside village called Lahinch, and everyone else in this house is asleep. And I'm tired after a very full day, and it's a poem by a woman who was born in 1928 and who died last week. Well, actually, she died this week, depending on which week you call it. She died on May the 28th, 2014. She's Maya Angelou. Now, I want to read it because it's an amazing poem. But let me just give you a couple of quotations from Maya Angelou to set the scene. These are some things that she said many years before she died. This is the voice of Maya. I was always sort of in between. I was too tall. My voice was too heavy. My attitude was too arrogant or tender-hearted. So if I had accepted what people told me I looked like as a negative, yes, then I would be dead. But I accepted it. And I thought, well, aren't I the lucky one? So here's another quote. What I represent, in fact, what I'm trying like hell to represent every time I go into that hotel room is myself. That's what I'm trying to do. And I miss most of the time on that. I do not represent blacks or tall women, or women, or Sonomans, or Californians, or Americans. Or rather, I hope I do, because I am all those things. But that is not all that I am. I am all of that, and more, and less. People often put labels on people so they don't have to deal with the physical fact of those people. It's easy to say, oh, that's a hunky, that's a Jew, that's a junkie, or that's a broad, or that's a stud, or that's a dude. So you don't have to think. Does this person long for Christmas? Is he afraid the Easter bunny will become polluted? I refuse that. I simply refuse to have my life narrowed and prescribed. Okay, I'll give you one more quote from her. I've always had the feeling that life loves the liver of it. You must live, and life will be good to you, give you experiences. You may not be that pleasant, but nobody promised you a rose garden. But more than likely, if you do dare, what you get are the marvellous returns. Courage is probably the most important of the virtues, because without courage you cannot practice any of the other virtues. You cannot say against a murderous society, I oppose your murdering. You've got to have courage to do so. I seem to have known that a long time and found great joy in it. Okay, I'm going to now read the poem. And it's a phenomenal poem. And it's quite silly and ridiculous and crazy of me to read it. Because it, you know, I've listened today to Maya Angelou, a recording of Maya Angelou reading it herself, and would actually be probably infinitely more interesting for you to read it, to hear her read it. But I'm going to do something ridiculous because this is really a poem that was written by a woman. It should really be heard in the voice of a woman, but I can't help that. So rather than give you nothing, I'm going to give you the poem Phenomenal Woman. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist and the joy of my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. Then I try to show them. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Maya Angelou, born April the 4th, 1928. Died May the 28th, 2014. A phenomenal woman. The poem is to be found in a collection of poetry published in 1978. The collection is called And Still I Rise. Okay, a little contribution to the first day of Audiomo 2014.